wide range of views coming in this morning around the issue of greater equality in management roles around New Zealand. We're told 29% of the management positions in New Zealand are filled by females. 29%. Less than one in three, in other words, if you can do the maths on that. What's causing it? There's been a lot of discussion about that. A lot of discussion about other bits and pieces as well, about being managed by men and by women, and the various pros and cons of both of those things. We thought, though, that we would have a chat to our manager. Julia Scott is general manager for the Lower North Island for Newstalk ZB and NZME, and she's popped in for a chat. Hello.
Hi, Jason.
Nice to see you. Nice to see you. Now, I guess the relevance around this, obviously, is that you're our manager, you're our boss, you are female, so it fits in nicely with what we've been talking about. I'm not quite sure where to start with this discussion, but I guess we can start with your rise to management. Was it something that you always wanted to do, to become a manager?
Yes, absolutely. From probably quite an early age in my 20s, I decided that that's definitely where I wanted to be.
What is it about management that, or what was it about it that attracted you to it? What do you like about it?
It's about being able to lead a team of people through change and get them to all achieve. That feeling is quite amazing, to watch people come together and achieve their goals.
So tell us about your management career, if you like. I mean, how did it all start? When did you start dipping your toe in the water of management, and how did it lead you to where you are now?
Well, I started out in Auckland in media at the Waitakere Week, which doesn't actually exist anymore, selling motoring to motoring clients. So from there, I've actually been in media for over 20 years now. It probably ages me a little bit, through the Sunday Star Times, and worked with the Herald. Obviously worked over at Fairfax too, for the Dominion Post and Fairfax magazines. My first leadership role was with the Sunday Star Times. I was the agency sales manager. That was my first, chance to lead a team, and I absolutely fell in love with it. It was, that ability to get a team to focus on a weekly newspaper, Sunday Star Times being a fantastic product, and we'd all get together and do what we could to achieve our targets.
As you made your way through your management career, did you find any barriers to your progression because you were female?
Not overtly, but I do feel that there is a bit of an undercurrent in terms of females stepping into leadership roles. I can't say that I've ever been not given a role because I'm a female, but it tends to be male heavy, and there is a feeling that possibly we have to work a bit harder to step up into those roles.
When you talk about an undercurrent, how does that manifest itself? What do you sort of see, hear, feel?
I suppose if you look around, you're surrounded by men. So there is, sometimes you kind of go, wow, I'm the only female in the room. I suppose in saying that too, I've always found that the men in leadership roles have been really accepting of females being part of that group though.
Do you believe that there are things that you can bring because you are a female, or are they things that you think that males have as well that they can bring to management roles? Or is there specific stuff that you can bring because you are female?
I suppose I can only talk personally. I know that I have an enormous amount of energy, and I don't know whether that's a female specific thing, but you know what I bring to a leadership role is I have to have more energy than the whole team combined in order to be able to push us through to the next level. But I don't think there's anything specific that differentiates us, no.
Your managers who you've been managed by in the past, I presume you've been managed by males and females in the past?
Correct.
Any preference?
I'm going to say male, which is probably quite controversial. Particularly when we get to this level, men tend to be a little bit more logical. Women probably can be a little bit more emotional, and so I tend to sort of, if I had a choice, I would go for a male leader.
Have you had to work on things where you mentioned logic there and emotion? Have you had to try to be more logical and less emotional? Have you had to consciously try to do those things?
Yes, I have. Absolutely. I think a little bit around that energy I was talking about, I can get quite enthusiastic. And possibly less business orientated in some of the things I do, and it's definitely an area that I have to work on.
Do you find it easier to manage males or females, or is there no distinction?
No distinction.
and you're not treated any differently on the whole by male or female employees?
No, I don't see any obvious ones. I suppose, though, if I look at my career, I've spent quite a long time at the sales manager or operational level, and it's taken me probably 10 years to break through to that next level as a general manager. So that's been the hardest leap for me to move into that senior, you know, as part of the senior leadership team.
I take it these figures don't surprise you, that only 29% of management roles are filled by females. You mentioned before, you look around you, you're surrounded by men. Would you like to see that number rise?
I would hope that me being at the senior leadership table now would mean that more women will follow. If I look at the team I've got here, a lot of women in my team, and it's really nice to be surrounded by women coming through. I've got men in the team as well. Obviously, we need a bit of balance. I do think a good team has a balance across both, but I'm definitely supportive of other women in leadership, and I've got some strong women sitting on the bench behind me, that's for sure.
Do you feel a responsibility, Julia, in that way, in that to model the way for young, up-and-coming potential female managers to say, hey, this is what's possible?
Absolutely. And quite often when we attend events, there'll be one or two women who come and talk to me afterwards and just say, hey, I see where you're at. Can you, give me a bit of a chat to me about how you got there? So I think it's really important to be able to sort of mentor other women, whether they work for you or not.
And with so few female managers in positions in New Zealand and I guess in our area, that would extrapolate out, are there networks available of other female managers who you can talk with about the particular challenges that you face each day?
That would be a great idea. I should start that.
So nothing like that exists officially?
There probably is. I myself am not a part of anything like that. I do have a business mentor who happens to be a female and is in business. So I think it's really important to have someone outside of where you work to help you work through some of things that you face in business. But I think it's a great idea, Jason.
Well, thank you for stopping in and giving us some insight, Julia. It's been great to chat. I think is this your first time on our radio station?
This is my first time on air.
So you need to flex your managerial muscle and get on air more often. But it's been great to get your insight today. So thanks for joining in.
Thanks, Jason.